Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Now. Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great build-up and then nothing.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay. So screw you, Keefe.
Yeah.
Right. Screw you.
Yeah. Exactly. We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness. Rich Keefe is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
I love hot wieners.
Red Sox take 3 out of 4.
Is a death pool in poor taste?
100%, but a lot of fun.
Sobriety.
Beaming.
Here we go. It is a Friday at noon 30. That means it's time for Week in Review. Dale, this is the best stuff from the week at the station.
I don't
station.
Know how any of it could top what we just heard.
We're actually just going to replay last segment.
That'll
it's never happened before.
No, this will be a first.
Tim in Maine joins us next. What do you got, Tim? No, we're not going to talk to him. But that's an all-timer.
A texter, by the way, says the proper equation for bail for friends is the number of years you were friends times 100.
So $200, Dale?
Yeah, that'd be about it.
All right, fair enough.
Well, you went. I've gone from 65 to 200 now.
Well, so. I mean, that's just one texter. I mean, I don't know if that's necessarily.
That might not even be true.
$100 a year?
That's what he said.
$100 a year.
Yeah, I guess if you know somebody for like 100 years, it'd be a long time. Would you at that point even post the bail for somebody? If you and your buddy were both 100 and he got arrested for like, you know, homicide and you were just like, do I even bother going in there or what a waste of money?
If a 100-year-old man killing somebody?
Yeah. Like a bunch of guys.
A bunch of guys? Yeah, I'd bail him out.
I'm going to guess he's not getting bail if it's a bunch of guys.
No, probably not.
Yeah. At 100.
But what about innocent until proven guilty? Anyway, the morning show has been doing a lot of singing recently, and that sort of continued.
Not all that well.
No. It is graduation season, though.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road.
They play this at my high school graduation.
It's a perfect graduation song with like a sad slideshow of all the pictures.
They played this when we were walking in. They played Springsteen Walking Out. I was born in
Sing
really
a chair.
Good, really
and
good
they're all
graduation.
Just sitting in the cell, right?
Oh,
and it just ends.
Right.
It was terrible.
I hope you had the time of your life.
We have.
Jerry hates everything, though. You notice that? Even last week,
can you start that again?
Singing?
I just got to hear that, like, beginning. When he's just,
He's so upset.
He's a little grumpy.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the...
Not
sounds like he's at a Green Day concert.
But maybe you get Reamer out of there, you get Wiggy in there, maybe things will improve.
Creed, get the money. Dollar bills, y'all.
I like this.
Yes.
I grew up on the crime side, the New York Times side.
Was staying alive was no job.
Trump said this was
on second hand. Moms bounced on old man. So then we moved to Soul Child and Land. A young youth rocking the gold tooth. The only way I became a G off was drug loot.
You like that, Dale?
I like how he self-edited.
Yeah, he's smart.
He self-edited in there.
You gotta do that.
That was impressive.
One of the big topics of the week,
though. The fact that Mutt knew all the words.
Yeah, Mutt was pretty good.
Yeah.
Mutt knew what he was doing there. The big topic of the week, really, on Monday, was the reaction to Game of Thrones as the season and series came to an end on Sunday night.
Basically, you watched Game of Thrones last night, or you're going to find out about it on the internet and in the newspaper. I was let down. But I thought that last night was a big-time disappointment. I don't know how anybody else could have really liked the ending to Game of Thrones. I thought it was a mess.
It's just going to be somewhere in the middle because it's not memorable in any serious way.
This was the worst season of Game of Thrones.
I don't think it was the greatest finale. I don't think it was even necessarily a good finale. But the episode itself was good.
You can't just look at it as a one episode because it was the series finale.
Because it's not memorable in any serious way.
This was the worst season of Game of Thrones.
I have to admit, there was probably nothing they could have done last night that would have satisfied everyone. They went two seasons beyond where the end of
the
George R.R. Martin's books ended. Last night, it would appear that Samwell Tarly invented plastic.
There was a water bottle.
There was a Poland Spring bottle behind his leg.
So you thought that we didn't like it, Dale, but not nearly as much as Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Oh. He was not a fan of the ending.
You come down to the end, and Tyrion says, "The person with the best story is Bran." Who, by the way, 3 episodes ago said he wasn't Bran Stark anymore. No, Jon had a better story. Danny had a better story. Arya had a better story. Sansa had a better story. Tyrion had a better story. Varys had a better story. Bronn, a lot better story. Jaime, better story. Cersei, probably better stories.
So who should have been on the throne?
I think Danny should have been on the throne. Here's the thing, though. If Bran, the three-eyed raven, who's all about the health of the realm, he basically wanted the throne the whole time because he's the one that told the Starks, knowing that Sansa would tell Tyrion, knowing that Tyrion would talk to Varys, knowing they'd scheme for Dany's death, knowing that would piss her off, which led her to be the Mad Queen. So he, the entire time, kind of set this whole thing up, and at the end he goes, "Oh yeah, I don't want to be king. Oh, but why did I travel all this way to be here?" No.
Oh, damn!
Let me just say this now. Aaron Rodgers is going to have a terrible year this year. The Green Bay Packers are going to finish under 500. He has spent his entire offseason traveling to Ireland to be in Game of Thrones,
right,
watching every second of every Game of Thrones, and trying to beat offensive linemen in beer chugging contests. This guy is done.
But he is going to OTAs.
Well,
unlike another guy.
Dale. Okay, which of those two guys do you think will have a better year next year?
Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I think Tom Brady will. No, so he may have a bad year, but it has nothing to do with his Game of Thrones takes, because I agree with him on everything he was saying there. However,
all it takes for Keith to like somebody is if you agree with
him. You agree with his takes, yeah.
You agree with me sometimes. I don't like you.
That's a good point.
All right. The beer-chugging thing from last night, though?
Embarrassing.
Holy smokes, was that embarrassing.
We'll talk about that later.
All right, we'll talk about that later. There's
more to unpack. Does David Bakhtiari have a driver, by the way?
Probably.
Okay.
Those big steakheads, though, they don't even get drunk. They could just slam beers. Trust me.
Well, we saw him slam 3.
Yeah, he's probably fine. He probably has like a blood alcohol of like 0.0004. Like, he's probably fine. Before we knew who the Bruins were playing, we at least knew it was down to 2 teams, St. Louis and San Jose. One of those cities, Dale, I have a little bit of familiarity with.
I've been to St. Louis, though. Very underwhelming. San Jose, I think I just drove through. But St. Louis, kind of a dump. Yeah. Anyway, those are my travel tips.
Are they sending us? Is the show going?
I think so, yeah.
Not anymore.
Pack your bags.
Not
now. Are you starting your own travel blog now, Keith?
I think I might. I've been to a lot of great places. Not really, but...
No. St. Louis,
not
though,
that you're willing to share.
No, like, St. Louis is pretty underwhelming. It's
there's
funny.
Not a lot there.
Everybody, like, hates on
Cleveland.
Or real
nice people, by the way.
But that's true. But everybody hates on Cleveland, right?
Everybody like downtown Cleveland.
It's better than St. Louis.
Yeah, I like it.
Cleveland's really not that bad. It's been a while, I think, since we've had Dale Arnold's word of the day. It's been a little while,
yeah,
hasn't it, Rossi?
All right, yeah.
I think he's been trying to dumb it down for you and me, but...
Which I completely appreciate if you heard our Jeopardy segment. Here.
That's very nice. Oh, yeah, we'll get to that. But this was the word of the day. Maybe word of the week.
I found it a little hard. It strained my credulity. That all the Stark kids just survive and sail off.
I have no idea what that word is.
I mean, how do all the Stark kids survive?
Don't speed past that, Dale. What was that word?
It's an SAT word.
SAT word. Hold on a second.
I still don't know what it is.
Let's circle back to that word. Use it.
Was it credulity?
What?
Credulity.
Credulity?
Credulity.
I've never heard that word
trust
in my life.
So, drained my credulity.
Dale.
Trying to help you out there, fellas.
Come on, Dale.
I mean, once in a while.
No, you got to do it. Keep us on our toes.
Otherwise, Bowden won't leave me on the mailing list if I don't throw that in once in a while.
That's fair.
I'm going to work that into a sentence when I'm out with my family later. Credulity?
Do that at Sinbad tonight. Tell me how it works out for you.
Maybe he'll like, hey, give me a word. I'll make a joke out of it. Credulity.
So Dale also showed off his knowledge and his listening comprehension.
I was too busy yelling, not listening. My fault.
Now, James. Oh, by the way, James Holzhauer, huge come from behind victory last night.
This is a true story.
Yeah,
last night was my first time watching Jeopardy. James,
really?
I said to my wife, "We're going to jump. We're going to jump into this, and just because everybody's talking about it."
Yeah.
And I tune in, and he's losing.
You're like, wait a minute, this
and
can't
I'm thinking,
be.
I think I've jinxed this guy.
Right.
till they get to Double Jeopardy, and then see you later.
Yeah, then he knows what he's doing. So we played Jeopardy. Dale and Keith Jeopardy. It was Dale, me, and Chris Scheim. Rossi playing the role of Alex Trebek.
Tallest building in Boston and New England. That would be Rich Keefe.
What is the Prudential Building?
You know what, Jason? I shouldn't even try to play, Jason, should I?
It's incorrect. It's incorrect. Does anybody else want to buzz in?
Yes, I already did.
Whiny Dale, what would you like?
What is the Prudential Center?
If you were listening, it's also incorrect.
No,
amazing.
Absolutely. I was too busy yelling, not listening.
Absolutely amazing.
Totally my fault.
I got daggers from Dale the whole time. The thing
totally
I didn't really...
Well, you called on him clearly when he did not raise his hand first.
My hand was up.
I was like a second grade teacher during that segment, but I will say that
by the way, you screwed up every read, too.
Oh, I also have
Alex Trebek.
I also have the education of a second grader. But I will say Dale has a great competitive edge. That's one thing I learned out of that. He wants to win.
He wants to win big. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, this song...
I don't listen very well.
This is a song by Laura Branigan entitled Gloria, which the St. Louis Blues play.
Oh, you're going to hear it a lot
in
over the next couple of weeks. Yeah.
When they win. So people are very excited about this song. And so we started talking about, Gloria, big hit. They love it. And so earlier in the week, we had to give you the update.
Yeah, Laura Branigan dead.
She's been dead and buried, Dale, about 15 years now. Now, I didn't know this. So apparently...
that she was dead?
Yeah, so I was talking to DJ Bean last night. Apparently, Laura Branigan, who's been dead way before Twitter was invented, has a Twitter account run by, a manager of some sort. So Laura Branigan
is still
on
Twitter.
She's on Twitter. And DJ did this whole thing about how he's saying Gloria is the Bruins song. Like, obviously, he was joking.
Yeah.
And this lady wrote back, and she's like, it is absolutely not the Bruins song. It's the Blues song. Like, and he's like, is this really something you should be fighting over on Twitter right now? So anyway, you can tweet at Laura Branigan.
You immediately then got in touch with this lady to say she's dead.
Yes.
Correct. Which was a little cruel on your part.
Well, I just wanted to let everybody know what was going on here.
Oh.
And finally, Dale, here on our weekend review, let's get to a little OMF out of context.
How do you find out if a kid is tough or not?
Game one.
When he gets run over. Oh, Jesus. I'm afraid of the contact. What should I do? They end up blowing out their collarbone, ruining their neck, hurting their arm, just getting jabbed because they have no freaking clue what they're doing.
There you go.
Blowing out your collarbone.
Yeah, that's how you find out if a kid is tough.
Is that a medical thing?
That's how you find out if a kid is tough or not. Oh, one last thing. Let me squeeze this in here. This was an analogy that a caller had about Zdeno Chara on skates.
Yeah, I mean, the statue of Bobby Orr outside moves quicker than Zdeno Chara right now.
Come on.
I made Wiggy very happy.
Yes, it did.
Wiggy was just grinning and giggling to that. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. There seems to be a bit of a spat, an athlete sports media spat.
Here we go.
Which we're going to kind of dive into and mock to no end. Dale and Keith, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Dollar bill, y'all.
It strained my credulity.
Oh, Jesus. I'm afraid of the contact.
St. Louis, kind of a dump.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.